Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free. And you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go. Won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Begins With You radio broadcast. Welcome, everyone. My name is Sister Shelley, and this will be the best 15 minutes of your week. Why? Because I have a word from God divinely inspired just for you. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more. We exalt you, O Heavenly Father, acknowledging you as our way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is indeed who you are. We welcome you and the Holy Spirit to have free reign during our time together. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Now, many of us are experiencing bouts of worry, depression, and fear. And some of us, it's happening all at the same time. We're watching the news, seeing the world hurt one another. seeing wars between countries, people going on killing sprees, and God's resolution for it is to go and help somebody. Do you remember the theme song from Sister Act 2? Well, I'm going to change the words for the purpose of this message. It goes like this. If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you gotta wake up and help somebody. I'm gonna do it one more time. If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you gotta wake up and help somebody. The title of today's message is Wake Up and Help Somebody. You see, when you help others, you're not in worry about your situation. You can't be depressed and you can't be in fear because your mind is not on yourself, your problem, or your issue. You're actually doing what the Bible says in James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. You become a doer of the word when you help somebody. My bishop says that people don't listen or believe you until you give them your time and money. We could solve a lot of the world's problems right where we're at if we were to listen to the word and allow God's word to share who we are to help. Now let's go to our Street Love Bible story and find someone who solved some problems and became a doer of the word. We're going to the book of Nehemiah, and I'm going to paraphrase by reading from Who's Who in the Bible. Opening chapter of Nehemiah takes place in Persia, which is modern-day Iran, where he worked as a cupbearer in the royal palace. He was a trusted official who tasted the food for the Persian king. Nehemiah grieved and prayed when he heard the news of his beloved Jerusalem being devastated by war and pestilence. Sound familiar? Appealing to his Persian master for help, he received a leave of absence, a letter of credit from the Persian king, and a government grant timber from Asaph, the national forester. With these outside resources, he began to rebuild Jerusalem. Nehemiah entered the community with sensitivity and confidence. For 3 days, he surveyed the community's needs without being intrusive by riding around town at night. The townspeople recognized his authority as coming from both God and the king. But he did not bask in this position. Instead, he spoke of God's hand being behind his efforts. The people responded to his vision with anticipation and solidarity. In Nehemiah 2:18, it says, "Let us start building." He organized the people of Judah and centered them on the task of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. The project came to serve as a focal point for the devastated community. As the work progressed, their sense of pride of community and heritage began to return. Nehemiah set up prayer vigils, appealing for divine help, and appointed guards to watch over the work on the walls, store the walls in the remarkable time of 52 days. Once the building project was complete, Nehemiah recruited people to live in Jerusalem and reestablish the city from within. Even though Jerusalem was the holy city, this was not an easy task. The leaders of the people dwelt at Jerusalem, but most others preferred to live in the countryside. Everyone cast lots to see who would dwell in the city. 90% could remain in their respective hometowns, but 10%, a tithe of the people, would relocate to the abandoned city. Those who were drafted and some who volunteered to relocate were commended and blessed or ordained for this redemptive calling. While the actual rebuilding of the walls took only 52 days, the redevelopment of the systems and the values that hold a city together took generations. Nehemiah worked to address the decayed social conditions of his people. He initiated economic reform to the impoverished region and led a movement to return to their cultural traditions. With Nehemiah's support, the priest Ezra led his people in worship, in Bible study, and in the renewal of their covenant vows as families and as a community. The book of Nehemiah ends his story with this prayer: "Remember me, O my God, for good." Today, Nehemiah is remembered for implementing a plan of prayer, study, community values, and social justice that effectively restored the city of Jerusalem and the faith of Judaism. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, Nehemiah didn't get in fear, worry, or depression over his homeland being devastated by war and pestilence. Instead, he had a heart to help others, and he received help. And his helping others became contagious for his community and the nation for good. Every area that you help someone is sowing a seed. And when you help others, just like Nehemiah, you'll be helping yourself in that area. This is backed up by Galatians 6 and 9, which says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Street Love listeners, we got to wake up and help somebody. Say it again. We got to wake up and help somebody. One more time, we got to wake up and help somebody. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. Every time I hear the word of God, I say underneath my breath, "I thank you, Father, of your word, but a doer." Because I say this faithfully, the Lord is always speaking to me on how to help someone and who to go help. Once he told me during service to go buy groceries for a friend. Sometimes I make bone broth for loved ones battling health issues. Recently, my daughter's friend suffered from a stroke. I prayed on how to help her other than just praying. And I heard from God that I was to make them a meal and go share the baptism of the Holy Spirit scriptures and lead them to pray in tongues. Say them, I'm referring to the young lady and her family. Immediately, fear came because I know praying in tongues can be taboo to some believers, and I didn't know how it would be received. But I had to be obedient and be a doer of the word and have faith that what God told me to do is what was needed. Each time I help someone, it opens the door for me to share the word of God because I've given them both my time and money. It'll be the same way for you as well. Wherever you're at, pray, "How can I help someone in my home, my job, at school?" Pray on it, and he will share with you how you can help someone. Even when you're driving down the street, sometimes before you go get in the car, if you know you're going to go past someone who's homeless or always begging for stuff, carry some extra stuff in your car. And if you don't feel led to give them some money, give them some fruit. Give them something that you brought. Amen? Selah, pause and think on that. In conclusion, it's easy to get caught up in our own world of, well, I got to help me first. and I got to help my family. And I'm going through some stuff too. What about me? Do you want to really combat depression? If you want to cast down your worries and battle those fears, you got to wake up and help somebody. Well, family, that ends this week's power message. And I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you've been thinking about it and you're ready, just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your Son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, was raised from the dead, just for me. I confess him now as my Lord. I believe right now I am saved. Hallelujah. Family, I have a second invitation. It's for those who would like to rededicate their lives to Christ. That means at some point you received Jesus, maybe as a kid, maybe last year. Maybe you've sinned since then and you are backslidden, but now you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you and you want to come back to Christ right now, you confess underneath your breath to the Lord and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our Street Love listeners rededicating their lives to you based on 1 John 1:9. They are confessing their sins, believing they are back in right standing with you. You are removing the un, and they are being made righteous right now. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Do you hear that bell? Well, it's just for you, Street Love listeners, the ones who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives. Hallelujah. And guess what? I have a free gift for you as well. Just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button, and I'll send that free gift for those who received Jesus today or rededicated their lives. Amen. To our announcements, my ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9:3. Is there yet anyone left in the house of Michigan, North Carolina, Las Vegas, or Texas that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? Street Love family, if you have a church and you would like Sister Shelley to come bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach, just ping me or email me at freelunchandprayer.org and let's pray and make it happen. Amen. Announcement is I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages 24/7. All I ask is that you have friends and family members that you have been praying for. Ask them if they'd be willing to just listen to a 15-minute message. Send them the link and say, hey, it's every Monday at 6:30. It's just 15 minutes, and I believe they'll be blessed. Amen. If you would like to contact or donate, please go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Street Love family, I believe you have received the word for this week, and it was just for you. You're to wake up and go help somebody. That's your charge for this week. Amen. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. I love you, Street Love family. Remember, Street Love begins with you.